Hello, I'm Tiff. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode. Let's sit down and let's break bread and let's talk about something that we really need to talk about at this juncture. We need to talk about being designers and where our mental health fits in. Mental health is something that is talked about openly now, and we really thank God for that. But as designers, we talk about it, but we don't really talk about it from our contexts and our own points of view. And we need to air out how we feel, and not just how we feel, but the pressures of this work and how we're dealing with it. It's important because we don't need to keep on beating about the bush about it and not think it doesn't affect us. It does. We need to be people who strive towards being mentally healthy, and we need to embrace what we feel, what we are, our minds, the way they are. We need to accept, and we need to look for ways in which, if we are sick, we need to seek for help. Whoa, that is a tongue twister. If we are mentally ill, we need to seek for help. And if we realize we're having insecurities, or we are having emotions or thoughts that are coming in between our potential of becoming the best designer we envision to be, we need to deal with it. Mental ill health in my country, back in 2019, has been declared a state of emergency. This simply meaning that our state of mental health in a country, we're not even talking about designers, our state of mental health in a country is wanting, not just because of the resources and the system being messed up, but also us as human beings, the way we treat each other and the way we treat ourselves is wanting. The scales have been measured up, and we've been found wanting. And we need to acknowledge this, not just as people of a country, but as individuals. We need to look at ourselves and see where we are and how we are mentally. And if we realize that we're having thoughts, we're having feelings, we're having emotions that are coming in between us being the best versions of ourselves, we need to deal with it. We need to seek for help. We need to talk about it, and we need to probably change what we consume, because what we keep in mentally, it stays in there and it reproduces something even worse. You might be thinking, so I know as a human being, mental health is kind of important. They're talking about it all the time. But you also need to talk about it. How are you feeling? How are you? When you're asked, how are you doing? It's such a cliche question. But many a times, we give that cliche answer. And that answer is not really honest all the time. You might tell someone, well, I'm okay. Even if you're not, be honest with yourself. And be honest with the people around you, so that you can find ways of getting okay. Because I'm not saying being in a rut, like being happy all the time, is something we need to do. It's unrealistic. We are human beings, we're so complex, and we're going to be going through different emotions. But we need to make our aim to be happy as much as we can, because it's one life. We can't be stressed all of it, but let's do our best to be happy most of it. And you might be going through something, you might have a mental illness or a mental condition, and that should not put you down or keep you away from pursuing your dream of being the best version of a designer, or the best designer you want to be. It should even push you harder into it. But we should, it's a call for all of us to be more aware and to also be more accepting of ourselves. Not this facade of ourselves or this idea of ourselves, but us as human beings, us, me as Stephanie, to accept myself the way I am. I've gone through stuff. I can't lie, from feeling like I'm not worthy, from having insecurities, from mental illness running in my family, from addiction running in my family. There's so much I can talk about, but in summary, I can say that, number one, you need to be aware of what is happening, first of all. You just can't keep a blind eye to what is happening. Know what's going on, not just in yourself, but also those around you. You can see what they're going through. You can see the mental illnesses that are affecting your loved ones or your family. And you can be aware. You need to also learn more about these mental health conditions, not just from Google, but also from experts who actually know what they're talking about and are reliable. And right now, with social media, there's the groups and also the conversations going on relating to different mental illnesses and mental conditions, and also different struggles you're all going through. It's just a search term away. You can seek for help. I seek for help wherever I feel like things are not okay. And we need to also embrace who we are. We can't be any other person. You may be going through some, I go through stuff, and I realize that I can't compare myself with other people because I don't know the world view, and I also don't know what they're going through. And this issue of comparison is so tricky, because if I see someone having what I want, for example, in my case, I see someone producing fantastic designs and teaching people how to design, or even having a job that I would have loved to have, and I compare myself to other person and now I feel shitty about it, and I compare myself in that regard and I feel less worthy of being a designer in the first place, and I go through turmoil and I go through that whirlwind of demotivation and giving up and just say, I don't want this anymore. That kind of stuff, that bridge, that tunnel is where we don't want to go through, but we need to accept, okay, this other person is going through that. That's good. That's cool. That's simply a sign that it's possible. And me continuing to work my ass off for that is just a sign that I'll also be there one day, and I'll be in a capacity to motivate and to help other people, and not just make them feel jealous, but help them reach where I am as I work towards a higher level. It's me to accept what I'm going through, what I feel and what I think, and move on. If something at work has happened and you feel angry about it, don't neglect that feeling. Don't press it in. Feel the anger, then move on. If you feel like you have been harassed in a certain way, feel that and take actionable steps. It's not just like sometimes moving on is not the best actionable step for that time. You may decide to take actionable steps, possibly with your manager or any other thing like that. But so long as you accept to feel and do something about it, something wise, not something silly or stupid out of revenge or out of resentment, but something wise and level-headed. Something else I wanted to touch upon is that in our field, we don't really understand how mental health fits into our work. Not okay, I've touched on how it fits into ourselves as human beings going to design, but we don't understand how it fits into the works we produce. We need to realize that we design for people, and some of the people we design for, some of our users, are not necessarily mentally healthy. And we don't need to put out stuff that is either addicting or that takes away someone's pride in themselves, that little worth they had, and just tear it apart. Because you can see the apps and the solutions that are coming out right now, some are not really good to consume because of their nature, and they may be derogatory to some point. As a user yourself, if you feel like you're consuming material, whether it's an app or music or articles, that take away that little joy you have or that peace you have in your heart, or that destabilizes how you think or how you feel and makes you feel insecure, just stay away from that stuff until you reach a point where you've dealt with your insecurities, dealt with your pains. And you may think it doesn't affect your work. It does. You may feel insecure and you may question yourself. For example, if you're questioning yourself, your own worth, or you're even you're having issues with your self-esteem, you may be approached with solutions which you not give the best, you know, the best solutions or the best approaches, because your low self-esteem is hindering you from doing so. I'm not saying that you can't have low self-esteem and design, but at least you can work towards your self-esteem as you design, because design will expose that and you will go ahead to work on it. Realize that just the way your career is a work in progress, you yourself are a work in progress. So it's a day at a time. I can't say my self-esteem is there yet. I still question stuff. I'm still insecure about some things about myself, and I still question my self-worth every day, but I know that I'm working towards improving that and realizing that this is what I'm going through and I need to work towards it. Some people journal, some people meditate, I pray about it, and do your own thing. Find what gives you joy, find what gives you peace. And also, as much as you need to stay away from what steals your joy, you also need to realize you need to produce work that doesn't steal joy or doesn't steal peace from people, but is of utility and that gives them peace. You need to stay in your lane also. Once you realize that you're bumping into people's lanes and you have negative reactions towards people, you need to just come back to your lane and realize, number one, you are an amazing piece of art. Number one, you're an amazing human being. You're not just an amazing piece of art, you're literally a working design. You're a design itself in work, and you are an amazing solution in this planet. And you can't bump into people's lanes and feel jealous. I can't say you can't feel jealous. Those feelings will prop up, but at least accept them and choose not to continue feeling jealous or feeling all these negative feelings, but accepting and moving on, or dealing something about it and finding ways to navigate positively. Stay in your lane. don't compare yourself to other people, to other people's progress, other people's timelines, other people's goals on a personal level. I'm not talking about work stuff. Competition is quite important if you want to innovate and know where you are in the industry. I don't refuse that. I don't deny that. But as a designer, as a human being, stay in your own lane. Don't look at other people hitting targets that you'd like to hit, whatever. Accept that, just know that, but put that at the back of your mind. What needs to be your priority is what you're doing, the limits you're breaking, the impact you're making, and the hearts you're touching, and the work you're doing. That needs to be like at the top level of your priority list. Take your time to assess yourself. I do this time and again to know where I am. I know that in these 6 months, I've done something despite my crazy schedule at the farm. I can't really do much, but with the time I've had, I've done something, and I'm so grateful for the few opportunities I've had, not just to do work, but also to be assessed. And sometimes feedback is a pain in the ass. I cannot deny that. When you're told like your work needs improvement, it doesn't mean your work is shit. It just means that your work hasn't reached that level of where it needs to be that. Okay? So realize that you're an amazing human being and you are not your work. Secondly, and also, you can look at other people, but don't compare. Connect and inspire, and make sure that you are thinking level-headedly when you're setting your goals. And also, don't go too ahead or too far in setting something you can't reach, and when you fail to reach it, you're like, oh, I'm a failure. No, just accept that, well, this wasn't quite realistic, let's do something about it. So something else I failed to mention: if you're going through things, people are putting you in situations, or you're actively going through something that is harming your mental health or your mental well-being, you need to take actionable steps, wise actionable steps, to advocate yourself. I realized that even as I was growing up, I didn't speak up when people are talking down on me. And it's a lesson I just wanted to share with you. I wish I knew earlier. Those regrets, I don't like regretting, because I believe the lessons we go through, the pains, the struggles, the heartaches, those are just scars to my beautiful. Those are just lessons I needed to go through to make me stronger. One of them, I'll not say a regret, but a lesson I've learned, is that you need to speak up, you need to say your truth, and you need to defend your truth openly. And if your truth is not valued, then you need to start seriously thinking about why you're there in the first place. Is it worth it? Is your beliefs, your truths, is how you feel and how you frame your world and how you feel being accepted in where you are? Something else I wanted to mention is that you need to love yourself more. I need to love myself more personally. Reaching this juncture of transitioning and going through life and moving just to an environment I have never been used to, I've been so hard on myself. And this is the time I'm realizing now, wait a minute, whoa, I'm doing just a 360 on everything, and I'm still here, I need to give myself props, but many a times I'm just feeling bad, and I think I'm just learning slowly how to love myself. I'm not there yet, but the things I'm also going through on my end, I'm still learning how to love myself, and I hope that you will learn to love yourself genuinely. Love yourself to the point where you can call yourself out to, if you're feeling things and doing things which are wrong, and doing your best to correct them. Something else about staying in your own lane is that be the kind of person who someone can turn to, not run away because you're all over their business. Yeah, I think that was something I needed to point out. And also, we are this hustle culture, we need to just wind down and take breaks where I need be. Relax. If it's sleep, sleep. Don't be waking up in the middle of the night to do ABC. If you need 6 hours of rest, sleep. If you need 7, 8, I personally need 9, sleep. Sleep deeply, because that will help you. And if you're in an environment that isn't suitable in improving your mental health, you know what you need to do. So this is just the first part. Kindly give me feedback on what I need to continue talking about in regards to mental health. And I'll wind this episode by saying, you need to count your blessings. We have all gone through things, and we are at a position in our lives, maybe we aren't there yet, but for where we've reached so far, you need to be so grateful. Because I'm not even talking about other people who would have wished to be here and they're not here. Other people who would have wished to be in your shoes and they're not. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about you being here as you, and you having gone through all that and still being here and being a testimony of, no matter what life has put in front of you as a test, you're here. So be grateful, not just for the good things of which we should count and be grateful for, but also for the fact that we've gone through all that bad and crazy and mad and sad experiences, and we're still here. And if you're going through something and you want to talk to me, you can reach me through my email, or if you want to talk to someone, please seek medical help when need be. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to hear your thoughts. You know you can mail me, and we can continue this conversation in the next episode, where we'll still be talking about mental health, but from a different perspective. Mwah.